So this scheme covers all bus and all train services on all of the NTA networks. But it's important to note that all other subsidised transport services managed by the Department of Transport, such as the PSO air service to Donegal and Kerry, are not covered by the scheme. And I understand that you have already received a similar communication yourself. Similarly, the subsidised transport services managed by my department to the offshore islands do not qualify for the scheme. And unlike the services managed by the NTA, offshore islands have a mix of subsidised and non-subsidised transport services. The introduction of a fare reduction scheme for subsidised services would put private operators at a disadvantage. They will be entitled to seek legal redress if a subsidised service were to get a competitive advantage, such as subsidised fares on a designated route. And furthermore, many subsidised operators provide extra sailings beyond what is subsidised, and those extra sailings would not be entitled to the reduction. A fare reduction scheme which applied to subsidised sailings only would create, I understand, fare inconsistencies for both service operators and users. So all of the contracted air, ferry and cargo services managed by the department are procured in an open and fair procedure. And providing a fare reduction scheme for chosen suppliers would undermine those procedures and would be inherently unfair.